gentlemen, welcome to CatCast episode number 330. I am your host, GBD, here in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, we are joined by a man who, rather than tell his kids that zombies are fake and don't exist, started a worldwide campaign to bring down Microsoft, Wombat.
Worldwide campaign.
Huh? Well, I know about it.
To bring down Microsoft.
I'm on the other side of the world and I know about it. That's a worldwide campaign.
You know what? I stand corrected. You've got it. You've got me down. I want to bring down the company.
All right. And of course, we have Shipwreck. I didn't think of anything clever for you to say, Ship. About you, Ship. Sorry.
I'm living in the future over here.
You are?
Yes. I control everything with my iPhone now.
I've been reading, with great interest on Twitter about your new Logitech Super Remote.
It's pretty fantastic.
So is it a remote? It is a remote. It's not just like an app.
Well, it's both.
Okay.
So it's the Logitech Smart Control. Like, I went to Best Buy because last episode we talked about I got the Yamaha soundbar, and so I was setting that all up, and then the problem was when I put the amplifier, the subwoofer, into the crate that it belongs in, I wasn't getting very good, like, remote control of it, like, because the IR sensors weren't, like, in direct line of sight very well.
The amp is in the subwoofer, and all the controls are on the subwoofer, is it right?
Right.
I got it. It's
right.
One of those.
And I also bought a HDMI switcher, which I have sitting underneath my TV stand.
Because you have, like, eight consoles that you need to plug in, pretty much.
Well, and I just don't like the, like, it looks okay, but yeah, I don't like to junk up stuff. Mm-hmm. So I was in the market for, I was just going to get like an IR blaster type device. That way I could, you're familiar with those, right?
Yeah. It connects to devices where you don't have access to the IR receiver. Like,
yeah, basically just shoots out the same signal along like headphone wire jacks. And then it like has a little, on the end of those, it has little light emitters that send the same signal.
Right.
So I went to Best Buy and I found, I didn't even know this existed yet, this Logitech Smart Control system, which does everything. It controls my 360, it controls my PS3, it controls my Wii U, it controls my soundbar, controls my HDMI
controls,
switch.
I mean, I've actually used the Logitech like fancy remotes before. I actually had the Xbox One. Remember the Xbox One?
Oh, that's what I was using previously, yeah.
Right.
I have a Harmony remote somewhere in my basement.
So it does all those things, like it changes
throw
the
it
inputs,
away. You want
the right
you want this one. This one's the new hotness.
Oh, I'm not doubting it. But what was cool about the one that I had was I was able to control my TV and my air conditioner.
That's, you can do that with this cool one.
I'm sure I can. The problem I had with the Logitech's, and this very well could be something that has been fixed, is I found there was a delay when I would go to change the channels.
You can adjust that.
Oh, okay.
You can go in and adjust that in the program to say how many milliseconds between signals and everything like that.
So they've speeded everything up, because I had the Xbox One too, and while it was pretty good and it definitely helped me out at a time when I just, you know, didn't have a really good unified system like I do now. It was, like Wombat said, it was kind of slow.
I mean, we're not talking speeds like I'm shouting at my Kinect and stuff's instantly changing on my TV screen.
Kinect 2, you mean? NFL, yeah, football now. Shazam. Boom, football.
But it's snappy. I mean, I still am making like slight adjustments to it to make everything perfect with it, but it's really amazing, like, cuz it does, how it works is you iPhone or Android, either one, it has an app for it. And there's a small box that sits inside your entertainment center. And that's where all the guts of everything are at. And it does Bluetooth, it does RF frequency, and it does infrared.
And that's connecting to your Wi-Fi network? And
it connects to your Wi-Fi network, yes.
And then you control it through the app, much like the remote app on iPhone for Apple TV.
Right. But this does everything.
Right, I can see why that would be very great.
Does it control your garage door?
I could set it up to do that, I think, because it does RF. So
I was going to say, it should, right? No, I'm serious. Yeah. It should do that.
It should, yeah.
Might as well.
Well, ooh, sure, new project. I could do that. But it's the – I actually went and got – there's two different versions of this. There's the Logitech Smart Control, which comes with the little hub that I talked about, and then one extra IR blaster. And it comes with a remote that doesn't have a screen on it, but it's a remote.
For grandma.
Right.
When grandma comes over, she wants to actually be able to change channels.
Yeah, it's exactly like, but I decided to upgrade. I took the Logitech Smart Control back and I upgraded to the Ultimate.
Wait, how do you upgrade a pack?
Well, I took it back.
Oh, okay.
So that was my upgrading.
Oh, okay.
It was, here, Best Buy, take this back, and I want the, instead of the $130 smart control, right, I want the $350
whoa,
Ultimate.
Wait, what?
That's crazy. What, you have a remote control that costs more than an Xbox.
So
this is ridiculous. Wait, hold on. This one is called the Logitech Ultimate Control?
I think Logitech Ultimate, I don't know if it says control after anything
okay
under it.
You don't,
is it,
you know,
does it, is it like attached to a fleshlight? Is that how it works?
No, that's not.
This thing, it's totally ridiculous. Like, you don't need the Ultimate. All you need is the smart control. But Mrs. Shipwreck wanted a remote like the old one. So that was part of the reasoning here. Because the Ultimate Edition comes with a touchscreen remote. That has vibration feedback.
I'm looking at it right now. $335 on Amazon.
Right. It also comes with a second one of the IR blasters, which is probably like 30 cents worth of cable. So yeah, we went with the really expensive edition.
Nice.
But I also set one of these up, the smart control version, the $130 edition. I set that up at my parents' house as well because their old Logitech controller died. And so now my dad controls his TV with his iPad.
Wow. I'm looking at the Amazon product page right now. It says it can control your Philips Hue lights. So I don't know what that... Oh, those are the ones that... Those are like app-controlled lights, right?
Yeah, they're like mood lighting.
Interesting. This looks pretty nuts.
Like for $130, though, like
right,
the smart control one's really slick.
Right.
The main difference between like the remotes that you get with the two, other than the screen... The one with the smart control only does RF, so my issue with that was it wasn't getting signals to my TV because I only had one blaster and one hub.
How else can you control the TV?
What?
How else can you control the TV?
Well, with the Ultimate remote, it also does infrared with the remote.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. But
I see.
But it
right,
turns out I don't need to use the IR on the remote because once I got two of the extender blaster things,
right,
then I could position them to where
this thing
it hit my
awesome,
TV anyways.
Congratulations, mazel tov, as we like to say.
Man, it's
I can
so
see,
nice,
like it looks like a life-changing experience.
I pull into my driveway now and just like turn on the 360 and everything, and it's all booted up, ready to go when I get into the house.
So you should keep it in the car, so when you get home you could open the garage door and start everything up, so when you walk in the house,
well, it's with me at all times. It's my phone. It's not.
Oh,
like,
it's on
anything,
your phone. So you can you set up your garage door opener on your phone?
I could, but I have garage doors like built into my rearview mirror on my car. So
yeah, still, I don't know.
Can you take the touchscreen remote and surgically implant it into your forearm? That way, you're always you never have to worry about not having it.
That's where we're going next, I think.
But, right, or voice. Yep. This could all be done with voice commands, you would think.
No, this is perfect. It involves no voice controls. I'm not yelling at anything.
Well, voice controls don't work yet. That's the problem. And that's the problem with with Kinect too. Is that
I like how he brought that all back around.
Right. I was reaching. I saw a lifeline. But this thing looks awesome, dude. Now I'm like, they'll ship this to my house. That's good to know. All right, let me close that page quickly.
The one finicky thing, the most finicky thing, is the 360. Like everything else, it didn't really matter where I put it. Like the IR blasters would see it everywhere. The 360 one's a little bit finicky. You actually have to be like position something a little bit in front of the 360. But
right, I wonder if that thing supports my soundbar system.
Sure.
It's pretty, it probably doesn't. It might not though.
Why not?
I don't know. It's pretty rare. Maybe not.
You can check on the Logitech's website.
Yeah, we'll check. We'll look into that.
Yeah, but anyway. Yeah.
Stay tuned next week when Cheapy gives his review of the same game.
Right. Don't. The problem is that Amazon America is so awesome is that they will ship that fucking thing to my house in 2 days for like $15 or something.
You know,
something.
Yeah. No, Sabrina's birthday present shipped overnight, free shipping. So, right.
But I'm saying Japan Amazon's is great. One of the most expensive places that you can ship to from America, but they have these amazing rates. You just can't say no. And it comes so fast. It's like, ah. But I close that webpage quickly and hopefully I just forget about it.
I'll remind you about it next week.
Right. I didn't get anything that cool, although we did buy these new, while we're talking CADcast Thug Life, I bought the Space Invader wall stickers. Do you know about those, Ship? The Blick?
I've seen those before.
I have similar type stuff. Like I have Plants vs. Zombies ones.
Oh, okay. Mrs. Chibi found them in a store here. They were half price.
Oh, nice.
Which they're still like $20. I mean, this is half price. These are stickers. But they are pretty nice. And we put them in the living room. Mrs. Chibi wanted to put them in the living room, like sort of where Ty plays, where all of his toys are.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
How awesome are wives, right?
I couldn't believe it. I had to do a double take and I was thinking like, what? Wait, what? You want to buy these and put them in the living room? We don't have anything on our walls in any of the, Ty's room does, but in the rest of the apartment, you know, we rent this apartment. So I don't know. We never hang anything up because you have to pay. If you put a hole in the wall, they take it out of your deposit.
But these are like fabric, right? You can take them on and off.
Yeah, they're stickers. They're basically like high quality stickers and they're reusable.
They're like giant color forms, aren't they?
Pretty much. Ty has the Marvel ones in his room, and those are really good. These are actually a little nicer because they don't have any white edges around them, unlike the Marvel ones. I should post a picture of it. It is pretty cool. The trick is getting them all straight. But
I would brag about the cooking stuff that my wife got me, but I don't think anyone cares that much.
Right.
I may be buying something stupid again next week. Well, stay tuned.
Pinball table?
Stay tuned.
Did I get it right on the first guess?
No.
Oh, okay.
Close.
Okay.
Another arcade cabinet, huh?
One of those words was correct.
Pinball table. Okay, so a table. Oh, like a arcade tabletop, like Pac-Man
tabletop?
Like
a cocktail table, cocktail, Pac-Man cocktail.
Two of those words are correct now.
Cocktail, so it's not Pac-Man.
Ms. Pac-Man cocktail table.
No.
Oh.
But
baby Pac-Man?
I might be getting a centipede cocktail.
Centipede.
Table.
Oh, nice. With the ball. Nice.
Yep.
Trackball.
Wow, that'd be awesome.
I'm pro trackball.
Right. All right. Should we have
Let's talk about another guy who liked buying stupid stuff.
Right, now that we're done talking about buying stupid stuff, should we have the sad part now?
Well, yeah, because he loved buying stupid stuff as well. That's one of the things I admired about Ryan Davis. Like, we both loved buying just completely stupid things. But I guess we should mention what we're talking about. I'm sure most people that listen to the CADcast know, but Ryan Davis of Giant Bomb passed away this last week at age 34.
Right. Probably, like, top three most popular gaming personalities, would you say? Fair thing
sure.
to say?
Yes.
It's super nice guy, I think, also.
Right. I mean, we met him. I met him for the first time last year at PAX, Ship, with Ship.
Okay. I met him.
We met him at E3.
I've met him about five times, I think. I've actually sat down and talked to him for extended periods of time, I think like three times.
Oh, wow.
Either at parties or at events.
Right, at PAX usually?
Usually at PAX, yeah. Twice at PAX, once at E3.
Hmm. Yeah, that was the E3 that the first Polygon launch party where we sat and had a beer with him for like 45 minutes.
Yeah,
that was cool. That was a good time.
yeah, it's he was such a great guy. Like, I mean, I don't know him that well, but just from my limited interactions with him, and I mean, we interacted a lot on Twitter and we like instant messenger, that type of thing, just internet type stuff. But it's just a shame because he made you feel like really good when you're around him. Like, even if you never like talked to him before, like it was easy to go up to him and have a conversation because he was exactly the same person that he was on the Giant Bomb cast. So I don't know. I've been pretty sad about it for the last few days.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know. I only met him that one time and I was pretty bummed out about it just because I know he just got married. He's been, you know, like a week ago, right? Not even.
He was married 5 days.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you, those weddings are stressful, right? It's no joke. Have they said what he? I mean, I'm assuming he had a heart attack. Have they said anything?
I don't know. They haven't. I don't think.
Have you listened to the new this week's Bombcast?
I haven't. I don't know that I want to. I will eventually, but I'm not ready to listen to that quite yet. I don't think.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I can.
Like I said, I didn't really know him that well, but I knew him well enough that it's upsetting to see that at age 34, like,
right.
It's incredibly upsetting. I don't even think you have to have known him that well, and it's so sad. And he was so great at, you know, not just on that show and everything he did, but, you know, and you mentioned Twitter, and it's funny because I still remember the first time he replied to one of my tweets, not a tweet to him, just a tweet that I made, and the realization that he was following me on Twitter was so exciting. I was on the line for the Jungle Cruise at Disney World.
You remember where you were?
I remember where I was the first time Ryan Davis replied to one of my tweets. I think it was about 2.5 years ago.
I remember telling us about it on Instant Messenger that you were very excited about.
Yeah, because I was very excited. And I'm like, Ryan Davis just replied to one of my tweets. I was
right.
I grabbed my wife and shook her. Yeah. Like, you won't believe who. And it was cool because it was like a validation that I belong in this secret club of video game people. And he always made you feel really good, and that you belong, and you know, and it was an important thing to me, and to know that it hasn't hit me yet that a reply like that is never going to happen again.
Right.
Yeah, he's one of the few people that I genuinely cared about, like, if he thought something I said was funny.
Yes, very much so. And when he laughed at your joke, it was like, oh, my joke was actually, that was a good joke.
I did it.
Yeah, I exactly. Mm-hmm. I won this day. I win the internet today. I posted a picture of me in a silly hat, and Ryan Davis had to make a smart alecky comment about my picture of me in a silly hat. That was a well thought out post.
right. Well, remember we had that meeting with him, Ship. The only time I met him was at that meeting at PAX last year to see that Xbox Live or downloadable game. I don't even remember the name of the game.
Harold. It was about angels.
Harold?
Yes.
Yeah,
it was called,
yeah.
It was just
which I don't think
Harold?
Ever came out. Yeah, it was called Harold.
It's not out yet. Oh. Yeah, it was called Harold. Like, it was a play on the Hark the Herald Angel.
Ah, right.
But it was...
Oh, Harold.
The angel's name
Harold.
Was Harold.
Harold.
Yeah.
No, it's called Harold. And it's
It's called H-A-R-O-L-D.
Okay. I can't
it's a play
tell
on
if
words.
It's your Midwestern accent or, you know...
No, I know. I went to a demo of this game separately.
But I remember Ryan was funny, and he said he was explaining to the creator of the game who was demoing the game, probably maybe for the first time ever at PAX. And Ryan was
a French guy.
What's that? French. Yeah,
he was
French guy. And Ryan's trying to explain to him, after we've all played the game, Ryan's trying to explain to him that the name, you should probably change the name of the game because there's a improv a method of improv comedy or something that's
yes.
called
Yeah, there's
Harold?
An improv called a Harold, yes, which is a long form improv game.
Right, and that really no one will ever be able to find your game on Google if you don't change the name. And the guy was there, and wasn't the guy there with his dad, too?
His dad was right outside the door or something.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure if the dad was in the room, the creator.
Right.
But the guy was really confused. And we really thought it was funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Then afterwards, we were talking to Ryan outside, and my wife was there too. She met him.
Okay.
And they had gone out to eat the night before, and there was a good restaurant. And it was called Dick's something.
Right.
And I was asking him, hey, how do you get there or whatever? And he just told me, just Google Dick's. but
image search would be best. Probably.
It's amazing. Every interaction I ever had with him, I remember very vividly.
Yeah.
And that's just the kind of guy that he was. It was pretty amazing. Mm. But very sad.
Very sad. Very sad. So, well,
I really feel for all the Giant Bomb guys too.
Yeah, they lost their brother.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know those guys very well. Ryan was the one that I talked to at all.
Yeah. Same here. I've never spoken to anyone else there, but, obviously, yeah. Condolences to all of them and his entire family. It's shocking.
Right. All right. Let's move on to people yelling at me. That should get us in a great mood.
That makes me in a better mood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Okay. Rest in peace.
Yes, definitely.
How about some show feedback, Wombat?
Sure. Maxiel has to say, boy, if newspapers refuse to endorse a president on the grounds of we don't know what he'll do as president, what a world that would be. Edge looked at what we know now and is predicting success for the PS4 and not the X-Bone. If you disagree, that's fine. But can you really say they don't have enough evidence to make a prediction? Hmm?
Hold on, I'm just getting through the read there. He's talking about the Edge magazine cover where they said that the PlayStation 4 is your next console. They've made the declaration that that's the next console for you to buy.
And the Xbox is on the road to ruin.
Yeah, on the road to ruin. Which, you know what, I don't even... Well, I guess that's a little... Is that really... That's the wording they used, was road to ruin?
Road to ruin was used in the description of Xbox.
Yeah,
that's really the thing that I have... That I think is really puts it over the top, really, because they can. I have no problems with them saying, "Hey, we think the PS4 is the smarter choice for people to buy right now."
Even though you can't
perfectly
buy it.
Valid arguments with that,
right?
There is no valid argument that says Xbox is on the road to ruin.
I mean, look at it this way: how many Xbox 360s just didn't work after you used them for a few months? Millions,
all of
and
them?
Millions, right? Mm-hmm. And that didn't put them on the road to ruin. So do you think some awkward press conferences and PR messes are going to put them on the road to ruin? I mean, you got to be kidding me. I understand you want to sell magazines. And yes, I can really say they don't have enough evidence to make a prediction. Nobody does. It's ridiculous. You can make a prediction of what's going to happen, of course, but it's just
But look
baseless.
What Xbox did in the Senate. It was only there for a year and it didn't vote on any bills or pass anything in its time there.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Oh, I thought we were talking about the president.
No. No. It's not. That's a horrible analogy. I mean, just think. Think about it this way. Do you know the magazine Consumer Reports? Do you guys know that magazine?
Yes, I'm familiar with that magazine.
Right. Do you think they would tell you what product to buy at this point in the console world war? Not war.
No.
No. Do you think they would even do you think they'd even consider it?
The first look before the movie I saw this weekend told me to get the Xbox One.
Same, but we saw the same movie, so.
But it was paid for by Microsoft, I think.
It was paid for.
Maybe.
What did they show? I'm curious.
They show this, it's almost like a little infomercial. It's 4.5, 5 minutes long.
Xbox TV, Xbox football, Xbox, Xbox.
It shows you how it works, and you know what? Sabrina was very impressed.
Xbox.
It's the best messaging they've had so far.
It really is. It's pretty on the Xbox One.
Oh, it was good. So that's what their press conference should have been. Just
yeah, it was Aaron Greenberg, right? No, Mark Whitten. One of
I
those
think
two
so.
Guys.
Mark Whitten.
Mark Whitten was the main guy talking, and then I forget the woman's name. The head of
a lady
343. And then another dude. Who was the other dude? I can't remember who all talked, but there was three.
It doesn't
people
matter.
Talked.
They talked. They showed the Xbox. They showed some stuff that it could do. It all looked very sleek and.
Did they
it
show
was
the
short
voice control
to the point? I think so, but it was fine. It worked. Again, it made my daughter saw it and said, "Can we get one?" And I said, "I'll think about it."
Right. Anyway, back to the Edge thing for one last thought. You can have an opinion on what you think is going to happen. But when you put it on your cover, it doesn't necessarily mean it's a well-informed opinion. You know, anybody can have an opinion, right? doesn't mean it's informed.
My opinion is that Xbox is on the road to all right.
Like, could be good. Could go
to all
way.
Right Avenue. It's just going down the street.
Right.
I live on that street, so, you know.
I think PlayStation is probably on the same street. Could be good. Could be bad. Don't know.
So do we want to talk about the movie that Shipwreck and I both saw?
Sure.
We not together, though. We saw Despicable Me 2. What'd you think, Ship?
It's funny.
It's funny.
It's a funny movie. I think I prefer the first one to the second one, just because the story I thought was better in the first one.
Yeah, the first one has a little more drama to it. In a way, you know, like
this one felt a little bit more made for Blu-ray.
Yeah, there's no real tension in Despicable Me 2. It just kind of like at no point is there a what's gonna happen moment in that movie.
I think that's a conscious decision, though. Like
I do too. At some point, it's much lighter.
What do you need? Like you don't need much conflict in a Despicable Me movie. You're there to. Watch Gru, he's a good character, but you're there for the minions. Like they just do funny stuff.
I enjoyed that there was at one point Gru takes two minions with him and he calls them by their names and they're David and Stewart.
Interesting.
That's all I get out of you on that one.
Oh, you think the guy's a huge CADcast fan?
I just thought it was funny. Oh. A funny coincidence.
Well, they got my name wrong then, because there's another one called Kevin.
Yeah, that's right. There's David Stewart and Kevin. So
I have a friend named Kevin. He must have been referring to him.
There you go. Camping Sorry, Kev. Ship, you lose.
Maker of
if
the Whopper.
If it was David Stewart and Robert, that would have been funnier.
Funnier, okay. that's good. Well, Ty likes the first one, so I'll wait. I'll rent
he'll
it.
Love this one.
I'll rent it.
Yeah, the minions were good, and Sabrina enjoyed it as well.
Have you guys seen End of Watch? That's on Netflix now. I have two Netflix instances.
Sabrina did not like
reviews.
End of Watch.
What's that?
I said Sabrina did not like End of Watch.
No, that's not for Sabrina.
I know it was a joke.
Have you seen it? Either of
no.
you guys?
No.
It's
what is it?
It's a cop movie with Jake
Gyllenhaal.
Yep. And some other guy. And they're young LA cops, and they get involved in some like drug cartel thing, and there's a lot of action and violence. And
you sure this wasn't the GTA 5 trailer?
I believe it's like Training Day in a way. So if you
it seems like one of those movies that you could tell by the trailer it doesn't have a happy ending.
Yeah, that would be accurate. But you know that's going to happen. You know it's not
going to happen. That's what I mean. It's like, oh, this movie's going to be a bummer. And so I don't want to watch it. I don't like watching movies that are a bummer.
It was like free when all the Netflix. Minions died at the end of Despicable Me.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, it's not like Despicable Me. I also new on Netflix instant streaming is a documentary where you also know it's not going to end well. It's called Chasing Ice. It's about global warming. This guy sets up cameras all over the world where there are glaciers. He sets up like dozens of cameras and just has them automatically filming all the time. And then when he picks up the footage, you can just see everything just fucking melting. Like big.
You see all these people photobombing in the background?
No, no. There are no people.
Penises. No. Lots of penises.
And it just really, it was really interesting just to see this guy, how dedicated he was to the project. Obviously, as you can imagine, it's not very easy to set up a lot of cameras in these types of environments. It's interesting just to watch them do it. And the guys, these guys are nuts. They're like walking on the edge of these cliffs, like one false step and they're just gone. Yeah, it's called Chasing Ice. Mrs. Cheapy refers to this type of movie as a visual wonder, where it just, one of these movies that just looks really good in HD, where there's a lot of nice scenery. So if you're looking for that with a little bit of depressing depressing nature of the world melting, but it was still pretty good. Chasing Ice. How about some new releases for this week?
Okay. We've got NCAA Football 14 featuring Bo Jackson.
That's not in the title, Hernandez.
But it should be.
Is he in it?
Yeah. Yeah,
Bo Jackson is in it.
Interesting. He is one of, they're doing the kind of ultimate team type of thing, and Bo Jackson is a card that you can get, apparently.
Interesting.
You can get an epic Bo Jackson.
I believe Toys R Us has the $25 gift card deal with this. Has that ended already, or does that end on the end of Saturday? I'm not sure.
I'm not positive. I think it ends Saturday.
Yeah, they had a deal with, it's supposed to be a guide or something, and I guess they couldn't get the guide going, so now it's a gift card, which is obviously much better, I think. What else we got? Oh, we Metal have... Gear Solid Legacy, which I saw at Best Buy. If you buy it there, you get $20 off Metal Gear Rising. Revengeance? Is that Revengeance?
Revengeance. Revengeance.
So there's that.
That's a pretty good deal, that Metal Gear Solid Legacy for $50. It has, what, 8 games in there or something?
Are they all, like, redone, or?
No, I don't think so. I think some of them are just, like, the digital versions of the PS1 type of stuff, but.
The thread on Keg seemed to have a lot of activity, so people seem to be interested in it, and I even made a shitty graphic to put up on the front page of Keg.
Nice work.
It's pretty shitty.
Nice job. Nice job. We're all proud.
Yeah.
Dark came
what,
out.
What is that game? What is that?
Okay, these are the words that I remember reading in the description.
Please enlighten me. Ha,
the
dark,
first word
enlighten.
Was stealth.
Mm.
Second word was combat. Mm-hmm. There was RPG elements. That's a phrase that was used. There was amnesia. There were vampires. You were a vampire named, oh gosh, his name was really corny. Like
Ulrich?
Oh man, like Cain Mortal.
Dr. Acula?
Right. So you were this vampire who has amnesia and is into stealth combat and... Right. It dabbles in RPG elements. That's what
you
he's
realize.
Kind of
you've
into.
Already. You're,
he
I'm
can't
already
really remember
bored.
If he's an
I'm
RPG
already
or
bored.
Not.
I'm already bored of hearing you talk about this game.
It sounds shitty. What else?
It got a 42, or it was around a 42
yeah,
on Metacritic.
I remember.
sounds right. That checks out.
Right. I'll have to see if that's in Redbox.
Is it better than Vampire Master of Darkness on the 3DS Virtual Console?
The weird thing is, there was another terrible vampire stealth game, remember?
Oh, yeah. That's one of the two games that I ever received for free in the mail since I moved to Japan. Vampire Rain?
Vampire Rain.
Yeah,
I was
Rain.
Just about to say
Vampire
that.
Rain.
That and that Final Fantasy shooter. The Square Enix. Do you remember that game? You had a spaceship.
Oh, back on the PS2.
No, a 360.
360.
It was like a Square Enix. You were in a spaceship, and it was...
Oh, Project Sylphie.
Yeah, that one. They sent me that and Vampire Rain. Those are the only two games I've received in the mail as like a review copy type thing. Since
I look forward
here.
To those reviews.
Oh, they didn't even... You know what? It wasn't even a review copy. They just came. And I mean, just showed up. No note or anything. Like, all right. Great. Two shitty games. Thanks. I actually tried one of them, I think. Anyway, what else?
Let me see here.
I don't know anything about it, but Total Recoil is a great name for a video game.
Wait a minute. There's a game called Lego Legends of Chima.
Chima.
So they took China and they just changed, they just made the N and M. N-M.
Well, it's Chima. Yeah. It's based on a cartoon as well as a actual series of Lego toys.
Does it take place in Asia?
It does not. It takes place with Thundercats.
Right. That guy looks like Lion-O.
He does look like, and his name is similar to Lion-O. It's like Lionel.
No, it's Lion-O.
It's Lion-O. Yeah, exactly. It's as similar to Lionel as Lion-O that you can get without being sued. I'm pretty sure that's actually his name. Huh?
Is it a cat world?
It's all kinds.
No, there's also alligator
mutants.
People.
Oh.
And some gorilla people.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's the new release.
Speaking of Lego, did you see the Lego movie trailer before Despicable Me?
I did. It looks good.
That looks pretty fun.
It does look fun.
It had Batman in it.
It did have Batman in it. I'm trying to remember. The people who wrote it wrote something else that I like. I'm trying to remember what it is, and someone can think of it for me.
50 Shades of Grey?
Yes, it's from the people that brought you 50 Shades of Grey comes the Lego movie.
How to Shave Your Back by Yourself.
Yep.
All right, is that the end of the new releases?
I think so.
Yeah, we probably forgot some stuff, but that's good enough.
Okay. How about a quick word from our friends at GoDaddy.com for all your web hosting and domain registration needs. We have three coupon codes for you. The first is CAG249. And that gets you $2.49 domain registrations.
The 21 Jump Street movie.
Oh, okay. That was funny.
It was funny.
That was very funny.
I know. That movie's awesome.
Let's see. What else we got here? Coupon code 32OFF1 gets you 32% off your order. Any order. And you don't have to be a new customer. That's 32OFF1. And $3.99 gets you a .com domain registration with 1 year of private registration for $4. That's $3.99.
Why is that one called $3.99?
Because I think the number corresponds to like your affiliate number in a way. Like the 32OFF1, like some other podcast probably has 32OFF2. But we're the best, okay. So we're 32OFF1.
We're only the ninth best at the free kick.
Yeah, people, you step up your game so we can be free one.
I don't know how all this all works, but those are the codes. It'll all be on the front page of CAG, or you could, I guess, push rewind and listen to this again. Where are we on these contests? These are all last week's contests.
Yeah, yeah.
So you guys send out the codes?
Not yet, but I need
Not
to.
Yet.
Okay.
It'll happen.
Did you guys watch the GTA 5 gameplay trailer?
I did.
Ship?
I did.
And?
It was exactly what I thought it would be.
You know what I liked about it? Besides the weird narration by Monotone Woman.
I like Monotone Woman.
I like Monotone Woman too. She said the word fun 3 times.
I did notice that they are responding to Saints Row. In a way, like for the first time, where they've admitted in a way that like, hey, some of that shit before was pretty annoying, and now we're gonna bring the fun.
Exactly, they made a point to point out.
Oh, yeah.
That this game is supposed to be fun, which I don't think a Grand Theft Auto game has ever really made a point of doing.
Not when they're trying to sell you the game.
You know what? That's not true because the first Grand Theft Auto 3 was a lot of fun.
But it's not. It was never like the selling point, like in the marketing material that came out before the game. It wasn't like, "Hey, we're making this less frustrating," which seemed to be the message, at least that I got out of the gameplay trailer. I don't know if I imagined that. Shipwreck. So you said it looked exact. I mean, I thought it looked pretty impressive. But
it's. Game wise, it looks impressive. I still can't mesh with the tone of Grand Theft Auto. I don't know. This is the one game that, like, I kind of agree with Wombat that I don't want to be the bad guy.
Well, now there's three guys, yeah. And they're all bad. How about three bad guys?
Well, although they referred to them as heroes in the infomercial, which I thought was also interesting. That in the one, infomercial, the last they one, referred to them as heroes.
The redneck guy or whatever?
Yeah, he does not strike me as a hero.
He strikes me as reminding me of Kane and Lynch, and right. That's not a good memory to have.
That's not a good feeling.
No. I think fans of GTA certainly have reason to be excited. I just, that's not me. So
you like the Saints Row more fun story, like just silly, forget about gritty realism. And
I'm not big on grit. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll see. It's going to be interesting. I mean, I'm looking forward to it, but I also, I think I have to wait to see what happens with a next gen release or a PC release because my eyes have been spoiled by the PC. I do not want to play that game in 720p.
I think PC is a foregone conclusion. Next gen, I mean, I think it's 50-50, if you want to know my opinion. Honestly,
they'll definitely do it. It's just when. The only
do you think they'll definitely do it?
Yeah, of course.
They will, because they'll have to put out expansions for this and everything, and they'll want to have those out on the new systems.
It's not that much of a jump to get. I mean, if you're making it for PC anyway, you're going to have the assets there to make it.
Some of these assets, they're showing, and asses, look a little bit too high res for the current consoles as well.
They said it was the PS3 version that they showed in the video. I agreed
impressive.
With you. I thought it looked really good. Like, I was surprised. It looked too good. It didn't seem like when I get the game home, it's going to look like that on PS3 or 360. Right? Is that what the feeling you got, Chip?
Yeah. I. If it does, great. They've figured out something that nobody else has.
Yeah, I agree. It seems unlikely to me. But hey, they straight out said it was the PS3 version.
I'll play it for a while. It's not like I'm not going to not play it, but
right.
I found the shorter add-ons to GTA 4 were more fun than the main game, though.
The bike add-ons, the Gay Tony add-on?
The Gay Tony, I forget what the other one was called. But
the biker one.
Yeah, biker add-on.
Get it on whatever console is supposed to be better on and just play a little of it and then wait for the PC or next gen version. Or maybe it's just awesome and I'll just have to finish it on the current gen. We'll see. That seems unlikely though. I'm having a hard time.
My problem with Grand Theft Auto and a lot of games have this problem is sometimes it just takes, there's a little too much exposition at the top before you get to like the meat of the game.
Like the great Justin McElroy says, the game needs to respect a game like this, a really long game needs to respect your time. And GTA games never have done that. And Saints Row games do. And if GTA 5 can finally do that, that will go a long way to getting me to finish.
Well, Saints Row, you know, even Saints Row the Third, the opening exposition sometimes was a little too long. And even the demo we played at E3, the exposition could have been shorter.
It's really the way they do it though in the preview build that I played, mm-hmm. it's actually longer. The exposition in the beginning that in the real game is longer than what you played at E3, but it's so funny. The part that they left out is so funny that you won't even care how long it is.
I hope you're right. But yeah, it's my least favorite thing is I just bought a new game. I want to play this game. And now I'm sitting through an hour of something.
Nah. It's not like that at all.
Okay.
But and you'll just be you'll be along for the ride. I guarantee it. I know what you're saying. Well, I know, and you're right. For the E3 demo, it just seemed like, oh, come on already. But it'll work.
I wound up skipping it at the E3 after a point.
Well,
like,
you have limited time. It's different when you're playing a game at E3, as you know. You have to use your imagination about what it's going to be like when you get it home. When the game,
such a fanboy.
I'm a fanboy.
Saints Row fanboy.
Yeah. Whatever. So there's some questions here, obviously, about GTA 5 and the CAG bag. Boss J Bug asks, do you think GTA 5 is trying to do too much? Because they did show a lot in the trailer where they showed like tennis and other
golf
sports.
Golf? Like, am I really going to take a break to play golf? I
doubt
it.
Depends how good the golf game is.
They've had golf in there before, a little bit.
In what, San Andreas?
No, in I guess that was in the Gay Tony add-on.
Oh, okay.
They at least had like a golfing, there was a golf range type of thing.
What about tennis? Well, this is a full, this looks like a full-on.
Well, tennis, they had a full game, Rockstar Table Tennis.
That was pretty good, if they can get that.
It was excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be cool. Wow, imagine if like there's a really good tennis game in there. How could that be? They can't. Like the next, the Virtua Tennis, it's not as good as Grand Theft Auto V.
I don't think they're trying to do too much. I think maybe if you have your expectations set too high on all of these mechanics being fantastic.
Right. Think darts. Remember darts from GTA 4?
I do remember darts.
Yeah, just exactly. Exactly my point. We'll see. We're optimistic, I think.
The driving looked a lot better. I will say that.
Right. They basically said, hey, look, we made our driving look more like Saints Row. It's good to see that, you know?
Yeah, we made our driving look like it handles like every car game in the last 10 years.
Right. Fun. We made our game more fun. That's great that they just came out and said that. I admire them. I mean,
I've been playing a car game recently.
What's that?
I've been playing a car game recently.
What's going on?
That was my minion.
Oh, you have a minion? Stop playing with your minion, Wombat. Things that Wombat's mom has said many times in the past.
Yeah, Wombat, doesn't... stop playing with your minion. Come down for dinner.
Wow, my mom was ahead of the curve on her on Tundra.
Right. Have you still been playing? Did you finish Mag Runner ship?
I'm nearing completion of Mag Runner. Magnet puzzles are hard.
They are. Even for an engineer?
They start... The thing that differentiates this from like a Portal type of progression is that in Portal, you kind of learn mechanics as you go along, and then it kind of like hands you puzzles for a little while. Like just to get used to the mechanics.
Okay, sure.
Mag Runner, it like introduces new mechanics, and then like the next room, it's like, okay, there's like 8 objects you can interact with in this room and just figure it out.
Right. Good luck.
Yeah.
See you in half an hour.
It's exactly. It takes like a half hour per puzzle. But I still like it. They've got some really clever puzzles in there. And now all of a sudden there's enemies that are trying to kill me.
Oh, interesting. Like,
I opened up a door and all of a sudden this lizard monster is chasing me around.
It sounds like it's a pretty decent game.
It is. I think it is. I think it's coming to consoles for Xbox Live Arcade and PSN. So more people will have a chance to play it then. But
And we talked about it last week.
Yeah.
For about 10
minutes.
Well,
we didn't talk about it. I've been playing Wheelman.
Is that the Vin Diesel game?
That is the Vin Diesel game.
I played some of that. I played the demo, I think.
That's not bad. It's kind of fun.
It's not good.
I found out that Jay, who's with Irrational now, was at Saints Row before.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I tweeted about playing it, and he tweeted me back that he wrote some dialogue for that game.
Nice.
Oh, cool. Good for him.
Yeah. Cool. So yeah, Wheelman. It was $250 at Blockbuster, so
yeah.
Why not? I will see your Wheelman, and I will raise you one Shadow of the Colossus because that's what I was playing last night.
Similar games.
The remake.
The HD. Yeah, the HD one. I did buy it. I said I was going to buy it on the last show, so I'm following up by saying yes, I bought it for $5, and I started playing it, and I killed the first Colossus. So there you go. I'm a pro.
How's it look?
It looks okay. You could definitely tell it's a PlayStation 2 game.
Yeah.
And it's weird because the menus are all stretched and weird looking.
Yeah. That's why I didn't buy it.
But, yeah, you know, it's I've never played it, and it's supposed to be like one of those games that you're supposed to play. So I'm playing it. I also bought Divinity 2 on the Xbox sale.
The game's not bad. That's
you'll never play that.
It's okay. Oh, it's a little... It. Oh, you played it?
No, no, I'm saying, oh, you actually played it. I figured you just bought it and never played it.
No, I played a couple of, a few hours of it. It's okay. It doesn't really give you much direction on where you should be going or what you should be doing. So
well, it does.
Actually,
if you go in the wrong direction, enemies kill you.
Yeah, exactly. So
what kind of game is that?
Hmm?
What kind of game is that?
It's an Oblivion type of thing in third person.
Mm-hmm. It's a third person Oblivion type game, exactly. It's okay. It's okay, though. It's not great.
Once you get
it's
about
a little ugly.
60 to 80 hours in, you get the ability to turn into a dragon.
That sounds pretty good. That sounds like a good reason to hang in there.
Yeah.
I bought Sonic Generations on Steam because it was like $7.50 or something, and I thought Ty would like it. He seemed interested in Sonic. That's really good. It's really
cool.
It's like,
a fun game.
I remember when this game came out, didn't a lot of people complain and just like, weren't they up in arms about how horrible it was?
I'm cheapy.
What?
I'm hanging up. Can you dial me back?
Oh, okay. Sure.
Okay.
Have you played this one, Ship?
I've played maybe about a third of it. Pretty recently, too. I like it.
It seems really well done. Like it's fast when it needs to be. It's got all these different gameplay styles. Like sometimes you're in like the classic side-scrolling way. Sometimes you're 3D. I don't know what they call those modes. I'm sure there was like some classic Sonic game that they're based on.
Oh, it's. Oh man, the Sonic games from the Dreamcast. I just completely blanked.
Yeah, I'm not
Sonic
too
Adventure.
Familiar with those.
Sonic Adventure style of levels.
I only played the Genesis ones, but it's great. I mean, just as somebody who enjoyed the Genesis ones, I feel like they did a really good job with these. And there's also mods that you can download. So you can get some of the console games going in this engine on PC for free. So it seemed like a good deal to pick up on PC at a good
price. Some weird unlock system in that game, though, that I remember.
Yeah, you have to do different challenges. Like, there's like a little map world, and you have to unlock things to progress. It's a little confusing at first, but you'll figure it out.
Sonic is not as crappy as everybody likes to pretend.
It's right. That's what I was confused. I mean, because I remember people complaining, and it just seems like a very good quality game to me, especially at that price. I mean, you can't complain at all. But maybe for a $60 release. You still there, Wombat?
I'm here. You guys still sound kind of weird, like a little underwater to me, but I can make do.
Okay. Make it do.
I'm making do.
Making do. So, I recommend that. It's really, really cool. Sonic Generations. I also started playing, for some reason, Black Ops 2 on my computer, the multiplayer.
Sure.
It's so hot out. I don't want to go outside. So, I'm playing more games, and I bought that game, so I figured I would check it out. I'm not good at it.
That seems like a really bad idea. Like, are you playing? You're playing with mouse and keyboard?
Yes.
Yes, he is.
And yeah. I was never too good at the console versions with the controller, and with a mouse and keyboard, I'm really like I almost feel like for the first several matches, I felt like I just had no control a lot. But now I can actually, I can actually kill people. Somebody only like yelled at me once for being shitty. But one thing that I noticed, and this is really weird, Wombat. I'm going to ask you about this, Wombat, because you're an expert. You're in touch with the kids today. You know all about this gay thing, the gay culture. Why does everybody that I've played against, not everybody, but a high percentage of people who are playing this game on PC are infatuated with gay? Like their clan tag is gay. When you get killed by somebody, the little, like, picture pops up on the screen with some saying or whatever, and they can draw their own art and everything. Gay, like something gay, like a picture of a penis, something like, say, fairy related, just every, like, gay. Why, Wombat? Why? I don't
get
it.
Are you sure you're not playing in LGBT rooms?
I'm just doing like public match, go, right?
I don't know.
then put me in your game. It's really weird.
Maybe you're actually playing with a bunch of gay gamers.
Is that what you think is happening?
Which case is good for them.
Do you think they would really draw, like, one, the guy that had said fairy something, he actually had a picture of a penis drawn on his card with like a smiley face on it.
I don't know what to tell you.
It's a really high percentage. I don't understand. And it's not like I'm playing the game and people are yelling out like the F word, you know, the fag word and stuff like that. It's just like in their tag, just like saying gay. And it's not like bad necessarily. It's just, I don't know. It's very strange to me. I don't understand these kids today, Wombat, with their gay infatuations.
I don't know.
Right. My best stat in Call of Duty Black Ops 2 is my ping. My ping is fantastic. Most people cannot beat my ping. But the other stats are pretty beatable. Bunch of stuff on
going
Twitter
around
here.
Beating your ping.
What's that?
You're just going around beating your ping.
You can't, I'm telling you. It was like 20.
Nobody beats your ping. Nobody beat your ping.
Right. I get like 2 kills and 13 deaths, but my ping is 20. So
nice.
At least I'm not
ping
lagging.
The death ratio is high.
You should change your clan. That should be your clan tag. PNG. Ping.
Right. You can only be in my clan if you have good ping. I don't care. Uh-huh. I don't care what your kill to death ratio is. I want to know about your ping. Yeah, it's pretty bad. I got a bunch of stuff from the CAG bag today that I didn't want to miss. What is this? Do you guys know what the dual... Because Time Lord Killer wrote in and wanted us to talk about the DualShock 4 light bar problem. Is the problem that the light doesn't shut off?
Yeah, the light on the controller won't go off, and some people are concerned that it may suck the battery.
It probably doesn't use that much power, a light like
I that. Don't... Yeah, I don't know. I just... That's one of the complaints. Also, I guess some people just find it annoying.
That seems like
it's there. I mean, I believe the reason why the light is there is so it could interact with the PlayStation Eye.
Right.
Which, if you don't have one, okay. What's the point of the light?
This isn't... People aren't really upset about this, are they?
I don't think are, like, crazy upset about it.
I think the light's there just so they can see down the road to ruin.
Right. Next cover for Edge. Sony headed on Road to Ruin. And big picture of the controller with the light that just won't shut off. Yeah, this is called a non-problem, basically. I mean, and if it is a problem, I'm sure it's fixable by firmware.
Back end.
Or tape.
Or just
black tape.
Not looking at it, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, that's crazy.
Every time I shine this light in my eye, it hurts my eyes.
Right. It's on the back of the controller. Like, I guess like, people are going to worry it's going to reflect in the TV, maybe.
That could happen. I'm sure as well. Yeah, yeah.
But this is something they could fix easily. I wouldn't really worry.
Maybe you could get like little sunglasses to put on it.
See, this is the problem. We have too much time between like when they announce the console and then when they sell the console. So now every little thing like this light, stupid light on the controller is now like a story. And people commenting and blah, 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 blah.
I think we should make a product similar to like those fold-out shades you see like that were really popular in the 80s for like car windows.
Yep.
Just make that type of thing. CAG branded.
Yeah, too late. Nyko started production 6 months ago.
Oh.
They knew about this. What else we got here? Lydon writes in and wants to know, what do you think of the capabilities of the PlayStation 4 camera? Despite keeping mum, Sony has a long camera history and 2 lenses now. I think that it's going to be... You know, because it's not in every box, you're just not going to see the type of software for it that you're going to see on the Xbox counterpart. But maybe most people don't give a shit. Most people don't care about a camera connected to their console. So I don't know. I don't really know anything about the Sony camera. I don't think it's going to be significant. Right? Am I crazy? Are you guys worried about the Sony camera in any way? Do you think about it at all? Have you thought about it at all?
I've thought
this
about...
is the most I've ever thought.
Right, exactly.
Right this second.
I said, oh, it's a separate thing.
I'm actually wondering why we're still talking about it.
Right, right. Did I put this thing or you put this
I
thing?
I put that on there.
Okay, go ahead.
So, according to this article on Polygon, the PlayStation 4 is going to allow you to access any game that you have in your digital game library from any console. So, if you're at your friend's house and you log in with your username and password, you can start downloading all the games that you have digitally, including your full games. Not only that, but say you do have a game that's a large full game, you can start playing the game before it's finished downloading. So, if you have one of those 6 gigabyte games, you could start playing it, you know, probably when it hits like a gig.
Yeah, most of these games will probably be about 10 gigabytes.
So fine, you could still start playing, you know, start playing the game.
Yeah, no, that's
instead
cool.
Of waiting
that's...
5 hours.
I mean, how does
the thing
it work
is
on...
this is something that the Xbox One was supposed to do,
right?
That I believe they're getting rid of because of the DRM issue.
How does that work now, Ship, on these systems?
I don't know because I don't go to my friend's house and download my games to play.
That is definitely a fact.
It's a neat feature. Like, I'm not saying it's a bad feature. It's just something I'm never going
to
use.
Couldn't you do it now if you wanted to? Like, if I went to Wombat's house, I could log in my account.
I think it's a 3 download limit on the PlayStation 3, and you can't do it at all on the Xbox.
Yeah, I mean, you can do it on your PS3 right now. I mean, anytime I log into my account, I can see what's available from my download list to re-download. So I could do that on a different system.
So basically, if I go to your house and I log into your PlayStation 3 or 4, I could download games and then just play them, just log in as me.
Sure,
and play
that's
them.
How game sharing worked, remember?
Right, that's game sharing.
Yeah.
So that's cool. I mean, they're going to continue that. So that's good.
Sure.
I like game sharing.
Yeah.
And maybe that Microsoft doesn't allow that now, maybe. Well, maybe they will now. But Sony's been.
They were going to do it. Now they're saying they. Then they said they weren't going to do it. So let's see where it happens now.
But it's not a new feature. So you'd think that Microsoft would know. You know, they obviously know about it. They knew about it already.
Well, that leads us to the next thing that's on here is people demanding the DRM comes back on the Xbox One.
Demand. Yeah.
Demand.
How many? So what? There's a petition somewhere.
Yeah, I guess I didn't put this on here, but
I did. I didn't actually look at the. Oh, here it is. I'm looking to see how many give us back. Oh, they have 6,500 people. They're looking for. Yeah, they're not looking for much more. Pretty interesting. Well,
good.
I don't know what to say.
I don't
give
think
us back
much more.
The Xbox One we were promised at E3. This is pretty funny. This was to be the future of entertainment, a new wave of gaming where you could buy games digitally, then trade, share, or sell those digital licenses. Essentially, it was Steam for Xbox, but consumers were uninformed and rallied against it, and it was taken away because Sony took advantage.
I mean,
Sony took advantage of consumers' uncertainty.
There's a little bit of truth to that in the sense that, you know, if Microsoft was able to show this off as being as Steam for a Steam console.
Right.
They may have actually been able to pull it off.
Yeah, but you can't say Sony took advantage. It's called doing business.
No. Well, they did that 20-second video of how to.
That's not taking advantage. It's called making money, and this is what companies do.
Well, they took advantage of the opportunity.
Right.
They didn't take advantage of Xbox, but they definitely took advantage of the opportunity.
Take advantage sounds like it has a really negative connotation to it. I mean, when it shouldn't. It's called doing your job. You know? It's like a batter hitting a home run on a pitcher who didn't throw a good pitch. Is that taking advantage of the pitcher? I mean, it's...
Yes, it is. Well, it depends on... You're using take advantage in a negative context.
Well, I think,
but if you're taking advantage of the correct pitch to hit a home run,
right? But most people use it in a negative way, like in this sense, when they say Sony took advantage of consumers' uncertainty, they meant in a bad way. I'm pretty sure. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe this guy is a very rational.
I don't
thinker.
Know. Yeah,
but he's got 6,500 people who.
Yeah, but how many of those are just Sony fans that?
Who knows?
Wanting it to go back that way for
I don't know. Look, if
there are reasons of the PlayStation must win,
right? If either of these guys can figure out how to make their systems better and sell more units, they're gonna do it. Okay, whether that's taking out DRM, putting in DRM, game sharing, whatever, it's so they can sell more systems. What else do we got here? Oh, we never talked about this wombat. So, well, I made a joke about it in the intro. So Jason DeMuth writes in and wants to know if wombat feels like a puss, a bad parent, or a good parent after his campaign to get the sort of the mature rated ads off of the Xbox Live.
It's not so much ads. It's content promotion. And here's what's interesting about it.
In-house ads, you would call that.
In-house,
right?
Yes. House ads. Here's what's interesting about it. Well, I did do there is a setting that you can go to. I forget where it is. It's under, what is it, privacy, and then settings, and then there's a family setting, which will get rid of that promo stuff. It also actually does get rid of all of the paid ads when you do that, and it'll still let you do, you know, watch your mature, play mature games. Because that's the other thing is, like, I didn't want to set it in a way where I could no longer play mature games or watch R-rated movies when my kids were not around.
Right. It's a little extreme to have to limit your own experience.
I mean, exactly. So I didn't want to do that. So the setting is there. It's kind of a pain in the ass to get to. And then there was an issue, though, where if you would make that change, sometimes when you turn your console off and turn it back on again, it'll reset back to the default, so you have to go back in and do it all over again.
Right.
Although when I turned my console on this evening, it's the setting did stick. The drawback of it is if you go to the games tab, it doesn't have like that shortcut to the deal of the week there anymore. Like a lot of the shortcut windows disappear when you have it set to the family promotions.
Why?
Only.
Why?
I don't know. And again, like I said, the paid ads are there. So there's no like State Farm ads or any of that
stuff.
Well,
I'm guessing that's because sometimes the deal of the weeks might be Call of Duty zombies.
Yeah. So that's gone. Right. Although I guess, you know, whatever.
You complained it. We never really mentioned that you complained about it on Twitter, I guess.
I complained about it on Twitter and Xbox support, of course, you know, put all the onus on me. You know, this is your problem, not ours.
Yeah, that was a little. They were a little snarky for something that's supposed to be customer support, I thought.
Yeah, and they also recommended that I start a thread on Xbox.com in a specific forum on Xbox.com. So I did that, and I got a ton of support. Thank you, everyone who has supported that. A couple of people that have been not that supportive, but
Shipwreck.
No, I mean in that forum, yeah, unless it's Shipwreck with a fake name.
Right.
But overall, I mean, there's been a ton of support from people for this. And actually, the reason why, you know, people keep asking me, why do I keep harping on this? Ever since I started this, and this, honestly, I've been doing this show for a long time, I've never gotten so much feedback from people on anything I've done video game related, really? Where people have asked me repeatedly to please not stop doing this. This has been a problem for them for a long time, and they really think that it's inappropriate. And I'm not
glad
saying,
you found something past the headset.
Yes, it is. Yeah, and well, you know, the headset.
I will agree with you. Like this is a cause I can get behind you on, Wombat.
Excellent. See, even Shipwreck took my side. A handful of people that I was surprised were like right. took
it is
my
a much
side
better
on
cause
this.
Than the headset, because the headset problem doesn't exist yet. But this
exactly.
problem exists for, this, I mean, there's so many. How many Xbox 360s are out there? Like 78 million or something?
Yeah. And it's, you know, and it's funny because like I said, you know, it's unusual for me to get three or four private messages a day about anything. But I get them about this, of people saying, thank you. You know, I have an 8-year-old. I have a 4-year-old. My wife doesn't like to see that kind of stuff. I don't like to see that kind of stuff. But if I said something, no one would listen to me.
You are the hero, Wombat. Finally.
It's not even that. It's just, you know, and I see everyone's point, which is the other reason why I keep it up. It's, you know, people say, well, the other argument is I don't want my experience changed because a couple of people will get upset. I'm not asking anyone to change their experience to not play a game that they're going to play or watch a movie that they're going to watch. I just think that if you're going to have, you know, a woman drenched in blood on the startup screen, maybe that's the kind of content that shouldn't appear on a Sunday morning.
Right. Well, I don't know about that. I think they just need to get their filters working correctly.
Either get the filters working correctly, which sometimes they don't work, or because
I
got a screen, I
got them to work.
I got a really good screenshot just before the show from one of our show listeners. Who was it? Obi Ben, who has been on the family mode since the Evil Dead ad, and he sent me his picture, and you can clearly see it. Maybe I'll send it to you, Cheapy, after the show. You can see all the ads around on the home screen are all the family-friendly ones for Kinect Party and Brave and Doodle Jump.
Right.
And then right in the middle it has Spartacus Legends free to play with the with the Spartan hole wielding a giant axe covered in blood.
Nice.
And I'm like, yeah, it doesn't quite work.
Okay, well,
right.
You know what?
They just need to get that working, and that's the solution is to have that setting. They have the solution in place.
Yeah.
It's just not working.
Right, or run it. Can't they just do it based on time, like after 9 p.m. or something?
I don't think that's a good solution.
Just do the setting?
Just do the setting.
Shipwreck doesn't think that's a good solution. I'm kind of pro the time thing because I don't think you'd ever notice. I don't think anyone would ever notice.
If you don't see an ad until 9 o'clock, I think you're going to be okay.
I'm going to say a lot of adults probably don't even play their games until the evening anyway, and most children are probably not playing a game after 9 o'clock. But on a Sunday morning, I don't think an Evil Dead drenched in blood ad needs to be there at 9 a.m.
You know, Wombat, I don't use the word hero often, but you, sir, are the greatest hero in American history.
You know what? I don't need your pedanticness.
Did you ever know that you're my hero? And everything that's about as hard.
You need to keep going. Yeah.
Yeah, no, honestly, Wombat, you go, girl. No, it's good. Make it happen. I like it.
I don't know what I'm going to make happen. It just would be nice. Like, you know, they were very, very specific about me posting in this thread and no one said anything other than, like, I just want to.
It's helpful feedback, dude. You're doing it right. You're doing the right thing.
Maybe it was really only those two, that state of emergency and that Evil Dead ones that were kind of like a little gross.
Look, if you don't tell them, they're not going to know.
Yeah, just, you know, maybe those ads went a little too far. That's all they really need to say. Be like, you know, you're right. I think we may have gone a little too far. You know what's funny is people also get like, what do you do about Netflix? Like, how do they not see the horror column in Netflix? I'm like, Netflix has a Netflix for kids. You just hit that button.
Hey, look, they want to be, clearly Microsoft wants to be the box in the living room for the family. For the whole, you think they don't want to be in the living room with houses that have families? I mean, of course they do. So they probably didn't realize that this was happening. And eventually it's going to get somebody's eye and they're going to make an adjustment.
It's pretty much Major Nelson's fault. I think we can all agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they need to explain how to get to that family setting a little easier because it's kind of buried.
I heard Major Nelson was pretty excited to hear that you were bringing this up at this point. This is good timing.
I don't even think he knows. I'm sure he has no idea.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. Anyway, no, I think, no, seriously, it's good luck. You're bringing something to their attention that they probably didn't realize was broken.
What do you need us to do, Wombat?
I don't need you guys to do anything.
Perfect.
You are doing enough.
Perfect. I'm the best at that.
Yes. You're not insulting me. So that's, you know, okay. That's a pretty good step in that.
I stand behind you in this cause.
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It means the world to me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we all follow that Nintendo story about how the Evo fighting tournament raised all this money to stream Super Smash Brothers at their next tournament, and Nintendo said you can't do it because we don't let people stream our games. And then everybody complained, and Nintendo said, okay. That was pretty much the whole story.
Yep, that was a good story.
They need to lighten up, Nintendo. These Japanese companies need to lighten up. They're so concerned.
I know, and that's going to be like a problem. It's a problem.
It's like, oh my God, somebody's going to put a video up, and it's going to be a video of Nintendo characters, and somebody might say fuck over it, or dick, or something. Like, oh my God, then we're just going to go out of business. That's what's going to happen next. I don't know. It seemed really silly. Let's see. Here's a comment from Agent 09. He wanted us to talk about Nintendo defending region locking. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, so now looks like Nintendo is the last bastion of region locking, right? Because New Xbox, they said region free.
Yeah, but aren't their games very heavy on text in general, though? Like, what a game are you going to, you know, what game are we really going to import? Animal Crossing?
It doesn't affect, I mean, look, region locking does not affect a huge number of people. It affects a very vocal number of people because it's usually expats, and most expats are probably on the internet a lot complaining about shit. But yeah, they're the last ones now with their consoles and their handhelds. Everybody else is going forward is region free.
They didn't used to be region locked on their handhelds.
Right.
No,
the DS
I remember
was the
that.
First one, right?
Yeah, the DS, well, I don't remember as far back as the original Game Boy, but the original DS was definitely region free.
Oh, it was. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I came to Japan, I bought games, I played those games.
Right. I mean, like I said, it doesn't affect really that many people, just a very vocal minority, but it does seem silly. Like, you're basically going out of your way to stop people from giving your money, and I recognize there's publishing and licensing issues, but usually, I don't know, these things tend to just work themselves out. It seems like a lot of trouble for nothing, really. But you can't really defend it. Like, I saw, like, Iwata, you know, giving his, like, oh, please understand. Iwata talks to, when he gives statements, is it just me? Or does it seem like Iwata comes across like he's talking to a four-year-old in all of his, like, public statements about things that people are unhappy about?
No, he does.
Like, mm-hmm. Oh, please understand. Like, you don't, it's like sort of like how George Bush.
I am here to tell you about the greatest game featuring the brother of Mario, Luigi.
Oh, I'm so glad you got a Asian accent into that.
Was that was that your Japanese accent?
No, that's my Iwata accent.
Your Iwata accent. That's the Japanese accent.
Everything he says is very stilted because he doesn't speak English natively.
Right.
And he's reading it off of a prompter in front of his face.
But even the written things come across, even when you read it, it comes across that way.
Yeah, because it's slow and it's deliberate and it's not his language.
I think it's kind of endearing.
But I find it condescending, though, in a way. It's like, oh, please understand that, you know, Nintendo sells products in different countries in the world. Yes, we understand that. We also understand that these other companies have the same issues that you do, and they're not doing region locking. So
but
maybe
not
a
as
better
cute.
Explanation.
They're not as be cute.
It was cute. It was everything's very cute, but it's useless. You know,
just like you.
What if there was some like Pikmin running around behind him?
That would still doesn't really answer the question. It makes it more cute, but doesn't answer the question at all. And when you tell me to please understand, it's like saying, "Hey, dummy. You don't even understand like this basic concept of we sell products all over the world." Yeah, but you're forgetting, you know, you don't operate in a vacuum and there's other companies doing different things. Anyway, like I said, it's not a huge problem, but it just the answers that this guy gives sometimes make me a little nuts. Please understand, and everything is please understand.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay, please understand, Wombat. He makes me nuts. Mm-hmm. What else we got here?
You guys been playing that G.I. Joe Battleground on your iOS devices?
I have.
I have too.
That GB? Game is pointless. That game is so pointless.
It's so I'm not even sure it's a game. I love it.
It isn't. You don't play the game at all. You just hit the button and it does everything and I won the battle.
Great.
I don't know what I did to win the battle.
It's a card game?
It sort of is, I don't know. If I just hit auto to shuffle the deck for me automatically, then I hit the fight button, and then the next thing I know, Snake Eyes unleashes an airplane, and I won.
And it's awesome.
Yeah, how's the art, Chip? How do you like the art?
The art is very good. It's all It's all based off of the 80s and 90s artwork. It's all been redone, but a lot of them are
the same
like
people that make the Transformers game.
Yeah, I think so.
Because it sounds very familiar.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it's probably the same thing. But it's like, it's you play it and then you earn these tokens to buy new recruits, basically packs of cards. And the whole game is those images like opening up and you go, oh, I remember that guy. Oh, I remember that guy.
Yep. Sounds I got a sci-fi and a low light and a doc. And I was like, I know who all those people are.
Oh,
like,
yes,
oh, sweet, Mainframe. My deck is complete.
What's the name of this game?
G.I. Joe, G.I. Joe Battleground.
It's free. It gives you plenty of opportunities to spend money on it. But so far, I really haven't. Like, there's been nothing that's.
Oh, it's the same game, dude. I'm looking. I just went to the websites for both of the games. It's actually the same, almost the same website. Just the art is different.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, you hit the go button. Something had like things flash, and then I went.
Oh, the art is really good. Just like the Transformers game. So there's a game called Transformers Legends, which is the exact same thing. And Ty's been playing.
Yeah.
They are both Hasbro, so that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's just like completely random. Studio. Like it doesn't explain like what is going on very well. Like I'm guessing there's a whole bunch of virtual dice rolls going on in the background.
Oh, I don't think it's
Cobra Commander is going to call out the Mamba helicopter attack. But you don't know when that's going to happen.
Or why.
No clue. You upgrade your cards.
No, you don't upgrade your cards at all. The game tells you that your cards have been upgraded.
No, you upgrade them. You can sacrifice. If you go to the upgrade screen, you have different levels of cards. You have your epic, your rare, your uncommon, and your common. And you can sacrifice cards into other cards to boost their special abilities.
Oh, I haven't done that.
Oh, there's so much going on in the game that they don't explain. But the funniest part about it is the game itself is just pressing a button.
Ty loves it. The Transformers one. So yeah, you level up, you pick one guy who you leveled up a lot, or?
Well, your team leader never changes.
Well, you have a Cobra team and you have a G.I. Joe team.
Yeah, but your Joe team leader and your Cobra team leader don't change.
Right, but you gain more troops. Like, you start off with only having three people on the field, then you build up to four, then you build up to five. But then today, did you play today, Wombat?
No.
Today there was an event. Well, it's just so random. Like, I have no idea what's going on. Today there was this event that you could go and go to like a battle simulator, and it comes up and it's like, test your Cobra team in the battle simulator. And you go in there and you earn all these points that are completely different than any other points. And it's just like raining stuff down. Like, I'm just getting card after card after card. I have no idea what's going on.
That's good. That sounds good. It's raining cards.
I'm ranked 6,368th on it, though. I have 5 days, 23 hours left in that event.
All I know is we were putting Ty to bed the other night, and he has the iPad. Like, after he takes a shower, like when we're drying him off, he uses the iPad. And I saw, I didn't realize he was playing that much of that game. He must be playing while I'm sleeping in the morning. And I saw, it looked really cool. Like, I look at all the artwork at the Transformers, and it's all just with the G.I. Joe. It's all the classic art. And I see that hey, let me look at your cards here. And he's put everything. He's taken all of his experience or whatever you do to level up guys. It's all in Wheeljack. And I was like, Ty, Wheeljack?
You're not my son.
Son, let me explain to you. Wheeljack is level 20. You made Wheeljack level 26. I'm sure that would have been better served in anybody else.
But Papa, I like Wheeljack.
Exactly what he said. And then I was like, all right, I guess Wheeljack's okay. I caved because I didn't want to hurt his feelings. But I was like, oh, Wheeljack, come on.
Randomly you go into peer versus peer battles. As you're going around the map, all of a sudden it's time for a peer versus peer battle. Okay.
You like it.
I don't dislike it. It's free. I don't like all of the things the menu literally gets in the way. You have to it comes up and wants you to buy the battle coins. And you literally have to click behind that button sometimes. you just get an edge of a button over top of that you have to kind of click on. And that's kind of annoying. But
you can't touch well.
Basically. Yeah, I don't. And you get little rewards each day. Like, you go in there and you get a new card for free, and it's building up to I think in two more days I get another character in two more days, and then five more days after that I get another shipwreck.
Nice.
And I'm gonna fuse that shipwreck with my other shipwreck to upgrade him.
Nice. All right. Well, I don't know how we could top that. I mean, free to play iPhone games based on 80s cartoons. I mean, you can't really top that.
Nope.
So maybe it's time to say goodbye, right, Wombat?
I think it might be time to say goodbye.
Okay. Well, let's remind everybody to follow us on Twitter, GPD, Wombat5277, and Shipwreck. And also Video Game Deals. And also Facebook.com/GBousGamer. We're very close to 10,000 likes on our page. And
excellent.
Wow, wouldn't that be exciting? Dare to dream. No, I forgot to complain about our new forum software. I'll have to, maybe I'll save that for next week.
I hope so.
Too tired. But anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. We will see you next week.
Bread's done.
Nice bike. Maybe we could borrow it? No, that's stealing. I'll ask for permission later.
Uh-oh. Looks like you're asking for trouble now.
Shipwreck!
How would you like it if someone took your bike?
I wouldn't.
And if you get caught?
I definitely end up in trouble.
Remember, taking something that isn't yours just isn't right.
Now I know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!